An arrest has been made in the Michael Vaughn disappearance. Sarah Wondra has been charged with failure to report a death. Her home and backyard are being searched for Michael's remains and other evidence. Sarah has implicated her husband and another man in Michael's death and the disposal of his remains.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the True Crime Squad. I'm Christy Brower, here with my sister, co-host, and partner in crime, Katie Weaver. Hey, Katie.
Hello.
How's it going?
Oh, good. Just so sad and sickened by this case and also the college stabbing case here in Idaho right now. Idaho is
yesterday. Oof,
just a lot of really ugly stuff going on here right now.
Yes, unfortunately, that is very true. And that's why we don't often cover the same case two episodes in a row.
No.
But now we can. And so we're going to come to you today with a little more information on the Michael Vaughn case.
Yeah.
This is our Wednesday episode. We'll be back tonight with our live case update live stream, which is how we always update. So if you see an episode that you think might be a little out of date, it probably is. That's what the case updates are for on Wednesday nights. In case you didn't know, we're here live at 7 p.m. Mountain every Wednesday on YouTube and Facebook. And then, of course, that episode is there for time immemorial on our podcast and on YouTube. So that's a great way to catch up with things if you, want the latest details. That's why we do it.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll be back tonight after case updates for the True Crime Cold Read Party, which we do once a month. It's for our subscribers over on YouTube, our members over on YouTube. So we'll be doing that this evening as well. So we have a lot going on.
We do. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's get started. Let's talk about Sarah Wondra.
Whew.
This is Sarah. Sarah Wondra has been arrested and charged with a felony of failure to report a death in the Michael Vaughn disappearance. That's sobering news, because it does indicate that it's most likely that little Michael is no longer with us.
Yep. And, you know, Michael's parents have, of course, held out hope, you know.
How could you not? I mean,
up to this, you know, right up to this week, of course they have. Of course, that's all you have, you know, is hope. And this is a crushing blow. And I think just a crushing blow to everyone who has followed this case as well, but no more than to, you know, mostly to, of course, Michael's family, law enforcement that have been consistently looking for him, to hear those words, you know, that finality, it's a lot.
Yeah, it is. And it certainly is very sobering. When a child is missing for 16 months, it's not necessarily a surprise, but
no.
Certainly not the outcome we all hoped it could be.
Yeah.
But let's talk a little bit about Sarah and where this is all coming from and what we've learned about Sarah, because we've done quite a bit of background on Sarah.
Yeah.
So Sarah was, Sarah has been in court Monday afternoon, we know now. Mm-hmm. Some of this has been pretty quiet, and so we didn't know until after we reported on our first episode this week on this case. Sarah lives about a half a mile from where Michael Vaughn went missing from his residence. And remember that Michael went missing on July 27th of 2021. He was 5.
Yeah.
While in court, Sarah did indicate that she understood the allegations that were made against her. She said that she didn't agree with them because they weren't correct. But she didn't, you know, she did seem to understand, although a psychological evaluation has been recommended by the judge for Sarah.
And when we show you the arraignment, you'll understand why.
Yeah. Let's see. I wanted to share a few things that she told the police that are very key in, you know, in leading this murder forward. She maintains that she did not kill Michael Vaughn, but that God told her who did. And that she told police that God had told her that Stacy is her husband, was the one who killed him and buried him in the yard of the neighbor's house. Now we know they're looking in their yard.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of things that there were a lot of sort of information was given and then a slightly different version was given several times.
Mm-hmm.
She did say that Stacy had buried him in the backyard by the shed.
Mm-hmm.
So they are still digging in the Wonders' backyard.
Mm-hmm. Joseph said that Stacy didn't kill him. Adrian killed him.
Yes.
And he didn't dare tell anyone, so Stacy buried him in the backyard.
Yes.
No idea who Adrian is.
Nope, don't know who that is.
There's still a lot more to come in this case, so.
Yeah, she maintains she has had nothing to do with it other than she knew about it, but that she did not participate.
Uh-huh.
Although I'm not sure if that's any better if you know it and don't do anything about it for 16 months.
Yeah.
Her bond has been set at $500,000.
Yeah. The prosecutor asked for $1 million.
Yeah. If she bonds out, she'll have to be on a GPS monitor. I'll be real surprised, though, if she does bond out. Seems unlikely.
Oh, yeah. Well, and she's got some weapons charges against her anyway.
Mm-hmm.
She is a felon. She's been in prison before for a pretty good stint for robbery and other things. And just this spring was charged with a slew of charges, including weapons and robbery and I believe assault. There were several things. Most of them were dismissed, but she does still have those weapons charges over her head. And now this. So, you know, due to that, the prosecutor felt like she's certainly a risk to the community and wanted to make sure that bond was plenty high.
Yeah. Well, because in the meantime, I mean, they are searching her home, excavating. Now, her husband is in jail right now. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? He's in jail.
Yeah. He's in federal prison.
Oh, okay. It's in federal prison. So we don't know if the police have talked with him or, you know, if he's corroborating anything that she has said. But this is why we're really only hearing about her. It is because he's already incarcerated.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, just like in so many other cases we see, a lot of times they will get a charge going on people that are out so they can get them in jail and then get larger charges coming. Well, in case you're wondering why Stacy hasn't been charged yet, we're assuming he will be at some point, but there's no hurry. They're still searching for the body. There's no rush here. He's in federal prison. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So don't get a bee in your bonnet thinking that there's not going to be, you know, adequate charges here. This is very early.
It
and
is.
Because he's already in prison, they're not going to hurry. They're going to do everything they need to do before charges ever come.
Right. They've got now Sarah in jail. And so now the real investigation can really begin. I think now that they know that these dangerous people are not on the street, which is good.
Yeah.
But Katie, why don't you share with us what happened when Sarah was in?
Yeah, let's take a look. I've just got a couple of minutes here of the arraignment.
Are you Sarah LaGuandra? Ma'am, can you hear me? I need you to move in a little closer to the mic. I'm unable to hear you.
No, I'm Stacy Wandra.
Okay. You're Stacy Wandra?
Sarah Wondra, sir.
You're Sarah Wondra. Okay, thank you. Ms. Wondra, in this case, which is CR 38221769, you are charged with having violated the law in one count. It is alleged that you did on or about the 12th day of November of this year, here in the state of Idaho, fail to notify the coroner of a death, the death of Michael Vaughn, with the intent to prevent the discovery of the manner of death. That is a felony here in the state of Idaho. Do you understand the allegation that they made against you?
What they said is not correct.
All right. You have a number of rights when you are charged with a crime. The deputies typically hand out a document that describes those rights in detail. Did you receive a document like that?
They're giving me documents right now.
All right. So in a criminal case, ma'am, you have the right to remain silent as it relates to the underlying charges. You have the right to require the state to prove the charges beyond a reasonable doubt. The right to cross-examine and confront the evidence the state may put on in an effort to prove its case, the right to testify in your own defense if you wish to, the right to use subpoenas to bring witnesses and evidence to the trial as you may determine to be appropriate, and the right to be represented by an attorney at all stages of these proceedings. Do you understand that you have those rights?
I have those rights, but I don't have any reason to be silent or different from law.
All right, well, so I'm going to remind you, you have the right to remain silent. I'm not going to say anything to you or ask you any questions that are designed to get you to speak about or encourage you to speak about the underlying events. Everyone who gives up that right and does.
What do you think?
I mean, first she said her name was Stacy.
Stacy.
Which is her husband's name. That was odd.
That all the blinking.
Mm-hmm.
And the. Here's the thing. She is a part owner with her dad in a taxi company and has been driving a taxi regularly mm-hmm. up until she was arrested. She couldn't have been that dopey, sleepy, weird, and be driving a taxi, I would hope.
I don't know, because I yesterday spent a pretty significant amount of time watching videos on her TikTok page.
Yes.
And she pretty much appears like that all the time.
Does she?
Yeah. Just from my own perspective as a social worker, my mm-hmm. thought was that it may be psychiatric meds.
Well, I wondered about that too.
Flattened her, kind of blunted her.
Uh-huh.
Because she does kind of come off that way in her other video, mm-hmm. in lots of videos as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was bizarre. Mm-hmm. Especially saying her name was Stacy.
Yeah, yeah. She's obviously really struggling because she. I mean, what a strange thing to say, especially because the judge said, is your name Sarah Wondra? And she said, no, it's Stacy Wondra.
Yeah.
That doesn't. Yeah, that was odd. That was definitely odd. But
a
yeah,
little
you can
later
see-
in the arraignment, and I cut it off because it's long and boring. But they asked her if she was going to hire counsel or if she needed to be appointed counsel or if she was going to represent herself. And she said, I'm going to represent myself. You appoint counsel. I went, oh my God, please no. You are not representing yourself. Good Lord.
No.
But it's like she just almost was repeating back what she was, you know, what she was hearing as she was processing it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so obviously, yes, the judge has ordered a competency evaluation for her for good reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for very good reason. You know, there are some definitely some things that I've learned about her just in perusing her TikTok that give the impression that she's been pretty traumatized since the day that Michael went missing.
Yes.
Not that she has mentioned this case specifically, but and I'll share some things that I screenshotted from her TikTok account
mm-hmm.
that indicate to me that she has been struggling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is that true? You kind of looked at her other social media.
Yeah, I've got a few things from her Facebook and from Stacy's Facebook to share as well that, mm-hmm. yeah, are pretty interesting.
Why don't you share what you've got and then we'll talk about the TikTok too.
Okay. Well, a few things if you're curious. This is Stacy. There's a couple of pictures of Sarah and Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
Yuck. These pictures were on Stacy's Facebook page. And if you're listening rather than watching, these are pictures of Michael Vaughn. The first is an article from the 28th, so the day after he went missing. It's an article, Fruitland Boy 5, missing since Tuesday night. And then on August 1st, he changed his profile to a picture of Michael Vaughn. Wow. Wow. And I had, other people had said that Sarah had changed hers too. I couldn't see that on her Facebook, but maybe that had been deleted. But at any rate, changing their profiles to this little guy when they knew what happened to him. Yeah. My God. This I found particularly interesting. On July 25th, Stacy posted, "I'm feeling really worried about my wife, Sarah. I brought her to the emergency room in Ontario, Oregon." So Fruitland is very near the Idaho, Oregon border. And a lot of people do business in Ontario, you know, if they live in Fruitland. So, you know, if that's a confusion, he said, "She's not feeling good at all. She's having a lot of pain in her side of her stomach. Please be praying for my baby. She feels much better." So that was on the 25th. That was 2 days before Michael disappeared. And then on August 18th, again, he said that she was in the hospital in Fruitland asking for prayers. Of course, you know, the first event was before Michael went missing and the second was after. But there's obviously big struggle here in Sarah's life and situations happening. And then this one, just because it kind of blew my mind, Sarah posted this on Christmas last year. "Christmas is Satan worship, just FYI. If you're a believer, you might want to do your research." Oh, dear God. Mm-hmm. More of the do your research squad. Mm-hmm. "Nimrod's birthday, not Jesus." Okay. It goes on and on. But at any rate, that's a pretty good representation of where her beliefs had headed.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is, because that's a lot of what is on her TikTok account as well. Now, interestingly, her TikTok account was originally started in 2019, but she only had put a couple of videos on it. Then starting in late September of 2021, it becomes this very intense, sometimes daily, multiple day postings of sort of born again Christian stuff. Her TikTok Facebook says, too. Yeah. "Jesus exactly is coming soon. Jesus is the only way. He loves you. Accept him today." So I just want to share a few things. I found it odd. Here's an Amber Alert that came out after. It's not about Michael Vaughn. It's about someone else. But sharing this on her TikTok page, which I found kind of strange.
Yeah.
And then, let's see. We got, this is a list of sins that God is saving her from. And she talks about this a lot, that she doesn't deserve to be saved, that she doesn't deserve what God is doing for her because of all the bad things she's done. But we've got a bunch of stuff in here. "Smoking, depression, suicidal attempts, my own evil thoughts, Satan's grasp, anxiety, thievery, alcohol, cursing, hatred, anger." It just goes on and on. Abuse, emotional abuse, demon possession. Kind of interesting. And then here's another one. This is a very regular occurrence on her page, which is admonishing everyone to repent. And really, it gets real preachy and admonishing everyone to repent of all of these things, which I found a bit difficult to take, you know, in this situation. And of course, Sarah is innocent until proven guilty. But we do know that she has implicated herself in some of this and some of the things that she has said to the police. And so I'm not super, you know, I can't say if she's guilty or innocent, but she has implicated herself. The last one I want to share with you that just really got to me. And this is she posts photos of her Bible quite a bit. And this is a passage about Jesus blessing little children. And it says, "Then they also brought infants to him that he might touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked him. But Jesus called them to him and said, 'Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it.'" Just odd stuff. Mm-hmm. There are many videos on her TikTok where she is crying and asking for prayers because mm-hmm. she's just really, really struggling. And, you know, I don't know what Sarah knows for sure or what her involvement was, but I will say that she appears to be someone who has been having a very difficult time.
Yeah.
And all of this on her TikTok began about 2 months after Michael went missing,
mm-hmm.
which I found strange.
Mm-hmm. Me as well. It would be interesting to know, you know, people who know her, you know, what kind of a change they've seen. I don't know about her TikTok, mm-hmm. but on her Facebook, she was posting multiple times a day, lots of that same kinds of stuff, long, long paragraphs about being saved and being, you know, yeah, being a sinner that was trying to repent and things. Mm-hmm. No one was commenting, liking, like she didn't really seem to have Facebook friends that were like responding to this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Probably for good reason, because it was pretty, you know, over the top.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are. I mean,
yeah. I mean, it just gives us a little bit of a picture into her.
Yeah.
And where she's been at, you know, mm-hmm. and there's tons of stuff we don't know. Who's Adrian? We don't know.
No.
You know, what is Stacy saying compared to what she's saying? These things we don't know. And what right. they found at the house. These are not yeah. things that we know. But what we do know is that this is a woman with a lot of challenges
mm-hmm.
who, you know, has indicated that yep. she knows what happened. To Michael, and that she even indicated that she knows where his body is.
Yes. Well, and the police chief today, in an interview with Alexandra Dugan, had said, she said, "How can you charge someone with failure to report a death if there may not be evidence of death?" And he said, "It's not just one statement that corroborates it." So it seems to me that they have quite a bit, you know, of knowledge that we don't have, which they should. I mean, we don't need to have all the info. This is
right.
For the courts and the police to have, not us. But at any rate, it seems like they have some, you know, some pretty good evidence here. They have not recovered a body yet that we know of. They are still digging. They're still working that backyard. They're saying that they're going to move on to the house next, and that this could take another week, the work yeah. that they're doing there.
Yeah.
They've also now blocked off the whole street. They've blocked off Michael Vaughn's family's house because of the amount of people driving by and, you know, just publicity this is drawing to that area. They're trying to, you know, keep the crime scene safe, but also give the family a little bit of a breathing room and a little bit of privacy.
Right.
Don't go driving past there.
Their house.
Yeah. Please give them some space. Jeez. My God. Yeah. But that's what we know. I mean, there's just mm-hmm. not a lot. He did also say that Sarah Wondra has not been cooperative with the police as of yet.
Mm-hmm.
And that they are just, you know, they're continuing to look and do their work. And that, again, everyone needs to be really patient. This is going to take some time.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. But we wanted to come in because we, you know, in our episode that came out on Tuesday, we said we're not going to say anybody's names because we don't know for sure if anyone's arrested, and you know, all of those things. We try to be
on Monday, but yes,
yes, mm-hmm. we try to be careful with these things. But now that we know, mm-hmm. you know, this stuff and her name is public now,
mm-hmm.
you know, we will talk about things like that when they become public knowledge,
yeah.
And so we felt like an update to Monday's episode was really important to get that information out there, and we'll continue updating as we go. But, you know, we're Idahoans, you know, We live about 5 hours from Fruitland. This is mm-hmm. personal to us as well as, you know, other people that live nearby. I mean, when you mm-hmm. live not far from something like this happening, you can't help but want to see a
justice
good
and feel justice, invested. You know. Yeah, for yeah. sure.
Yeah. For sure. So we will continue to follow this case as we learn more, and mm-hmm. we'll update that in our update episodes, of course, and maybe, and likely another full episode or two here and there, depending
yeah.
on how things go. But this is what we know about Sarah mm-hmm. Wondra and the Michael Vaughn case. Mm-hmm.
And Sarah will be back in court here in just a week or two. There's still yeah. lots more to come, you know, well, and yeah. this may very well just be the first charge. There could easily be more charges against her as right. time moves on as well.
This is a felony with a high bond to hang on to her for now. Because mm-hmm. they've got for sure. stuff to figure out, you know, talk to husband, who's Adrian, figure out who that mm-hmm. is. But it is odd, you know, just in the little bit that we know about what she said to the police, she changed her story a few times. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that that's one frustration for them, and probably why they're saying she's not been cooperative is because she is talking, mm-hmm. but it doesn't always add up.
Well, good Lord, she went into open court and said her name was Stacy.
Yeah, that was very strange. Mm-hmm. Gave the wrong name. So we'll see, and we'll see what the courts think when they evaluate her for competency. And, you know, I mean, there's mm-hmm. lots and lots more to come in this situation.
Certainly. But, of course, our hearts go out to Michael Vaughn's family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We just want to see justice for Michael and for yeah. his family. That's what matters here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, as I said, this is our Wednesday episode, and we'll be back tonight with our live case update show. So by then, we may even have more information. This thing's yeah. moving pretty quickly now in this case. So
indeed.
Be sure to tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Mountain for our case update live stream. And you know it, we are the True Crime Squad. Thanks for being here.
Take care.